Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Sarah Place of Elanco. We're talking about beef and sustainability in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a subject that a lot of people have got an opinion about, sustainability.
Yes, the Beef Checkoff is continuing its efforts to educate consumers that cattle can be a part of the climate change solution. Campaigns began in the spring and will continue into the fall through a variety of advertorials and public awareness components. The goal of the campaign is to help consumers continue to feel good about how beef is raised by highlighting the commitment of farmers and ranchers to raising beef safely, humanely, and sustainably. As an example, an advertorial in Food & Wine magazine showcasing beef's taste, nutrition, and sustainability reached more than 913,000 consumers. In another example this fall, outreach will include digital audio and print advertisements in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal, reaching a potential audience of nearly 10 million.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Council's efforts on sustainability by going to the Oklahoma Beef Council YouTube channel and watching the videos on the sustainability playlist. She's the Chief Sustainability Officer for Elanco. Dr. Sarah Place says the cattle industry already has a great sustainability story when it comes to methane. And the great news, she says, is the fact that the international community is really recognizing the true role of methane in the climate change debate. That was seen earlier this year in the latest international report from the IPCC.
So I think there's some nuggets in there that are really actually positive from the standpoint of this conversation around climate. Because there's, to get into the weeds of it a bit, there was a whole section on how we account for methane. And that's important for the cattle industry because that's the main gas that comes from beef cattle production. It's even just the cattle that naturally comes from cattle and they belch it out. It's about 56% of our footprint, right? So that's a big chunk of it. Mm-hmm. And this conversation about methane in that document, the reason why it's important and relevant for us is they acknowledged, hey, this is a short-lived, what we call climate pollutant. And why is that important? Because it doesn't have to go to zero to stop all these impacts of climate change, right? To stop additional warming, right? What we have to do is we have to stop the increase of methane globally, and we have to bend that curve and reduce methane emissions, right? So why is that relevant for cattle production? It's relevant because that clarifies what our goal should be, right? We should frame our goals around temperature change, right? What we're talking about in the media and what all these effects of the climate and say, hey, what can we do as an industry to demonstrate what we think we can achieve, which is not adding more warming as an industry, you being able to go out there as a consumer and say, you know, I want to eat beef because it's nutritious, it's delicious, but also, you know, I got this guarantee that this industry is taking this head on and they're doing what they need to do, right? But I think the main takeaway is that, you know, to have zero impact on the climate, cattle don't need to stop emitting methane, right? We just need to manage it slightly differently and, you know, maybe have some new technologies and feed additives, but that makes it a heck of a lot more of a manageable, realistic issue to address.
I know that Dr. Mintlerner and others have talked about this idea that we can actually probably further reduce methane with the same number of cattle, some technology out there, maybe feed adjustments, a lot of different ideas I know are being tossed around right now.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what's kind of exciting, quite frankly, is going forward, we have a lot of opportunities from the science side, whether it is through, you know, different ways of feeding cattle, feed ingredients, right, new technologies from that standpoint. Quite frankly, genetics, which I think is an intriguing area of, is there heritable components of methane emissions that we can select for? Quite frankly, probably animals that are more efficient also emit less methane. So there's some win-wins there, but it also opens up other opportunities of how can we use that from a standpoint of creating more value within the industry as well. And ultimately, that's where I hope this conversation goes, not just become an added cost to commodity producers, right? But rather, how do we say, you know, this is an issue that the society is talking about, they're interested in, we're going to address it head on, hopefully increase the total number of dollars that are coming into this industry because we're demonstrating progress on this big topic that everybody's talking about, right? It's not just beef. It's across the board. Everybody's talking about climate.
Right. I guess what there was a few articles in the recent past about some seaweed that's got a lot of potential too.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of those ideas that are out there, right? So seaweed is one thing that people are looking at. It's a specific type of seaweed, and that's part of the challenge because you can't grow it everywhere, for example. But some of those different compounds can actually dramatically reduce methane emissions. So I think that's what's good is from a scientific perspective, we have ways to tackle this, right? It's just going to be, how do you deliver it in a cheap, consistent, effective manner to producers, right? And I think the other flip side is, how do we potentially monetize this for our producers? Again, create value from this standpoint. That's what I think is incredibly important, is that we use this as a way to create value for the industry.
So Elanco's Dr. Sarah Place. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, October 21st. It'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 16,500 head to be offered, 4,300 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, 6,400 weaned calves, and 1,250 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.